Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning. It is April 10th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Some dry time this afternoon, but only a high of 45 degrees. Certainly not dry right now. Cooling off this afternoon. Dare we get too warm? And a high, as I mentioned, 45 degrees. So there you go. Come on. It's going to warm up at some point in time. But the early morning crew, that's all right. We're hanging out together this morning. So hopefully the rest of your Wednesday was a good one. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. Full master coverage throughout your Thursday. I expect that of Jill. I expect that of Chase. I expect that of Jim Hart. And then repeat it on Friday and into the weekend as well. That's going to be full coverage. Master station.
Very gentle coverage with the master. It doesn't get exciting until Sunday.
It doesn't matter. And it's fine. Absolutely. You know what we got to do. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. The game does continue. We began this in the month of January. We played it last year. It ran from January to November. The name was Meatloaf, for anybody that missed that. It's one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. So this game's about three and a half months old.
You say that like it's normal.
That's just in case anybody listening.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. You are a part. You are a new member of the early morning crew. That's what we call everybody that listens to this show this time of morning because it's early. It's only, what, 6:09.
So maybe you are the one that will take the one guess today and it'll be the correct guess.
We would love it. And maybe you're right. Maybe you will end the game today. It's very much a possibility. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am mid, and I'll get to this in a minute because I thought I could trust Jen with the certificates that we mail out when you win a round of Trump Tui. I clearly cannot, and I didn't realize this until we posted the picture yesterday. We will get to that next. Oh, we will get to that next. I was roasted, and I wasn't expecting it.
I'm so glad a child got that photo, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. But we would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess Liam Payne.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not Liam Payne, though.
Okay.
It's such a good guess. And we love the daily guesses. We appreciate that. So Dead Guy in an Envelope continues tomorrow morning. Drama is next on Star 102. Trying to do something nice, Jen ruins it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So when you win a round of Trump Tui, maybe you've never heard the game. We play it at 7:35. We play it at 8:35. You battle Jen and five pop culture questions. We have done this game for years. When you win the game, depending on what the week is, we have either T-shirts that you win or a limited edition. Like this week is a limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. It's usually either one or the other. There's definitely a prize involved if you win. So this particular week, whenever she won, and it's a great picture posted specifically, Jen and Tim Show. We should actually share it to Star 102 as well. Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. I shared it yesterday, and it is a great picture. And, of course, it's next level because not only do we send the mug to you, we have the best promotions department ever. And Christy Brown, who's the head of that, if you will, said, you know what? This would be great if we sent out, like, a certificate, like a personalization that says, hey, we really appreciate you listening, and sincerely, congratulations for winning the game. And you guys should sign it. So that's a great idea, of course. Yeah. So we're going to do that. We would love to do that. It's a big deal to win the game. It's not easy to win the game. Plus, we appreciate you listening.
And she drops off stacks of them sometimes so we can sign them and get them ready to go out and get mailed to our winners.
You actually sign them. I do like a print Timmy version because I have horrible handwriting. Nobody can read it. And it's just an entire thing. So that's the thing we do. And we have a great picture of a kiddo with the mug, the Jen and Tim Show limited edition coffee mug, and then one of the certificates that say, congratulations, you Trump Tui on Cleveland Star 102. And this
great.
Was Astrid, and this was Alicia that played, you know, days ago.
You guys did a great job. Awesome photo. Thank you.
Our signature is
there.
Star 102. The date is there. And then it has your picture on the left. It has my picture on the right. Mm-hmm. My picture has some type of facial hair, a mustache, and I don't know, like a
you have
beard.
A mustache.
It has these mean devil horns coming out of the top. It has these built-in eyebrows. I didn't even see, like, where did you do this?
It's like you have two sets of eyebrows.
I said, congrats. And then I put, congrats. Wait, what did Jen do to my face? Hashtag, would you work with your ex? So then, of course, the comments are coming in. Cassie said you did great. Tough and Karen, you should pay attention when you're signing your name. She did post this to social media showing us this. Jen is the best. And by the way, you deserve this after you did what you said. After her with the strikes for bowling when I said that it was an ostrich and you hung onto that for years.
Wait, that's fair. Who pointed that out? You did sign that after I drew the devil face on you because
that
I posted
Karen.
A video of it. I forgot. Thank you, Karen, for reminding me of that. You just didn't pay attention. It was there.
Brian said coffee snotted out of his nose. Like it was an entire thing. So
you're welcome, Astrid and Alicia. See, it's like they got an extra special certificate. I hope they frame that and have your devil face hanging in their house.
They probably will. So there you go. Congratulations on the win. And yes, they got... Is that the first certificate with the devil horns that we've been posted?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. And if you had happened to win that, we do love seeing the selfies. So that's a great picture outside of this certificate.
You look great with those horns. It's 38 degrees in Newburgh Heights, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Mattel releasing the first Ken doll of a professional athlete. It will be in the likeness of LeBron James, dropping midnight on April 14th as part of the Barbie Signature Kenbassadors. You'll be able to get it at Target, Amazon, and Walmart for $75. Tim, the U.S. Postal Service wants to increase the cost of a first-class stamp again summer.
Nobody cares.
People care.
They do not.
Well, then what?
Do you care about the price of a postage stamp?
I do.
216-343-1021. I'm looking for one call.
Do you know the current price of a stamp? Well, maybe.
40 cents.
It is 73 cents.
73 cents.
It is 73 cents. They want to take it to 78 cents. Tim, if it's approved, it will go into effect July 13th.
Ugh.
So buy your forever stamps now.
You better.
I have cute ones with manatees on them right now. Okay. Nearly 40 years after it was released, the self-titled debut album from Cleveland native Tracy Chapman has been inducted into the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress with the class of 2025. It was released back in 1998 with this
then
song.
Then I cared about stamps.
You care in 1988?
Yeah. When they would do the spoof on SNL of this.
Of what?
Tracy Chapman at Fast Car.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you know what? I bet that was in Living Color back in the day.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember this. I mean, I remember the song. But of course, remember, it famously got run just a few years ago, too, when Luke Combs recorded his own rendition of the song. But
no stamp calls. This is weird.
People are busy getting kids ready for school.
Or they hate stamps.
I don't know. I care about the stamps. And I always like to see what cute stamps are coming out. They just did a Betty White stamp. It's cute. It's like stickers. You know,
Did you buy a Betty White stamp?
No. Because that's like a collectible. I told you, I just bought the manatee stamps. They're cute. Yeah, it reminds me of stickers when I was a kid. Maybe that's why, because I always collected stickers. Anyway, this song, great, great job, Tracy Chapman.
Star 102, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I actually have to agree with Jen. I do care about the stamp.
Why do you care about stamps?
Listen, because you know what? It's just another thing, another cost that's going up. It's ridiculous.
I feel like stamps go up every 6 months.
Yeah, and it's not a penny, by the way. That's a pretty big jump.
They do. And it's not like I put a lot of stuff in the mail. But, you know, Tim, it's another cost that is increasing yet again. I don't know.
Feels like something relevant you need to know today.
So it's something. It's the price that's increasing. It's not necessarily about the stamp. Eggs.
And I just want to – you guys are Cleveland's radio station. I absolutely love you guys. I love the three things you need to know. You guys work so well together, and I just enjoy listening to you guys every morning.
You are so kind. Thank you for saying that.
Fine. Now I care about stamps. That worked. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, Stevie on the socials. What do we have today? Producer Stevie.
It is time for another debate. We talked about washing your feet in the shower.
Oh, God.
Months ago.
And it lives on.
Does live on because you don't wash your feet in the shower.
By the way,
people are affected.
Every time I'm in the shower,
stop.
I think of this show.
I don't
love that.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
Same.
My feet. Come here.
No.
Come here. I'm going to take my right shoe off.
No.
And by the way, my feet are nice and clean. I have admitted this, for those that don't know, that I don't wash the feet, but there is gallons of water that hit the feet in the shower along with soap, and they're fine.
How do you
they
know
don't
they're
stink?
Nice and clean? What if we could take one of those cotton swabs?
I just offered to take my shoe off.
In a petri dish, you know, to see if the germs.
Yeah.
We could take a video. I'll take my shoe off and sock off. I'll put it right in there.
No.
You can examine. I'll put it right in your lap.
No.
And you can examine right or left. Whatever
no, thank
one.
You.
Either one.
I'm
We're
concerned
good.
For your water bill when you say gallons of water.
All gallons.
Same.
Gallons.
I just feel like that seems excessive.
Okay.
I agree, Stevie.
So anyway, you brought it up. That's why I interrupted. So I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Well, there's a new debate that's all over my TikTok. It's something I never heard of until TikTok, and it's about washing your chicken before you prepare it. Have you seen this debate?
I have seen that debate.
I never even knew this was a thing.
From feet to chicken.
Until TikTok.
That's why this is the best segment possibly. Definitely in the 6 o'clock hour.
For sure.
From feet to chicken. Stevie on the socials. That's... Next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is another debate all over my TikTok. It's something I never knew was a thing until, of course, social media. Now, every cooking video I see that involves chicken, the comments are divided, as people feel very strongly about if you need to wash your chicken or not before cooking it. And it's not really a wash. It's just you take it out of the package and you rinse it off. The idea is to get the bacteria and, like, if there's any contamination off of the chicken before you prepare it. But this, so I was doing research because I don't wash my chicken. My parents
don't
have never.
The meat?
No, my parents have never done it.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay.
My parents have never rinsed it.
Yeah.
I don't rinse it. I don't know anybody that has. So I was like, am I missing something? So I was looking up why they rinse it and that. And, like, where it comes from. And I see how older generations, they did it because it was back when they sold chicken with feathers, dirt, and visible contaminants. So you would want to clear it off.
I'm going to vomit.
I just
ate a biscuit. I can't after this.
Blah. Now they are saying to not rinse it. It's actually not good because you are spreading that bacteria onto your counter.
Oh,
it's like
God.
A 3 feet. Thing like so it gets on you, it gets on, like, if you have utensils by the sink, it's getting on things, because the only way to get rid of bacteria is to cook the chicken to 165 degrees internally.
Yeah,
so you're not
move.
Rinsing at all.
No, you're always... not rinsing up any bacteria, just debris. But the way, at least here, so how the food is here, I mean, I know it's like a cultural difference, but for in America, the way we get our chicken, you don't need to rinse it, according to experts.
This is making me think of at Thanksgiving when you get a turkey. Don't you? They tell you to wash your turkey before
rinse
you
that cavity?
Cook it. Yeah, you.
You have to at least rinse the cavity.
Yeah, I feel. Well,
but
they're making it weird.
But to your point, when you rinse the meat, that I'm not sure exactly. I get paranoid then that I have chicken juice everywhere.
That's what they're saying. You're spreading that juice.
Yeah.
That's why I get very weirded out about that, where I can fall on either side, where if I think about it immediately, I think to myself, no, I don't. If I have chicken breast or whatever, I just either cut it up or something on a cutting board or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But then I think to myself, is it dirty and I'm doing the wrong thing that I should be rinsing it? But then do I have chicken juice on the counter and then in the sink and then on the handles and it on my hand? It's an entire thing. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You just got to pat it dry with paper towel and then cook it.
I don't rinse my chicken either before I cook it. Mm. Unless, have you ever gotten a package with all the extra juice in it where it's like extra thick, slimy?
Yeah.
I will like.
With
I'll
the chicken
rinse
pad?
That out.
It's got the chicken pad
yeah,
on the bottom.
Pad.
It's got
this
the chicken
pad. Never want to eat chicken again.
I know. I leave it on the chicken pad and in the styrofoam and I put the whole thing in the sink and I'll just like rinse all that off because I don't want to get any of that goo on my fingers.
But then it's all in your sink and then it's all on your counter.
That's
and then
what
you
I'm
have
saying.
Salmonella yeah. everywhere.
So then you need to pour lava in there or something.
Yes.
What gets rid of it? I don't know.
Lava.
You just cook the chicken.
No, but in the sink, it's still, I don't know. I just feel like it's, I just feel like it's everywhere. Even if it's in, I don't know.
Now
I feel very strong about
do you rinse your meat? 216-343-1021. Chicken chat on Star 102. I don't know how we went from feet to meat, but we did. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. You started talking about the feet in the shower. We started talking about chicken, and we got Stevie on the socials about do you rinse your chicken? That's what it was about, right?
That is what it was about. Yeah, that is exactly what we did. We went from feet to meat.
So you want to get on this?
Well, I have a steak food safety certification. That was never made a requirement when you're working with public in the food service industry. However, you should, I still, as my preference, I still rinse my chicken.
You still rinse the chicken. All right.
I'm not a chicken rinser, but you don't need to.
Then we're dirty.
It's dirty to spread the bacteria all around your kitchen.
Stevie's firm on this. I can tell. You're passionate. I like it. Don't rinse it.
It's a soggy chicken then. Then you got to pat it dry.
You try, next time, just try it. Just try to rinse it.
No, I think she won't do that.
So you take it out of the package, boom, on the cutting board.
Yeah,
and then
you're
just whatever, boom, and pat it down.
And then you prepare it. Just cook it.
Yeah, I do a pat down. I do a paper towel pat down just to like suck up the edge.
Rinsing, it's not going to get rid of any bacteria. It's just water. Water does not kill bacteria, so it just seems like an extra step that you don't really need.
But I feel like the turkey situation, we rinse it with the once a year when we all try to remember how to make a turkey. That's a rinseable bird.
I feel like they always tell you to rinse the bird when you do the turkey. But again, we're talking about different meats.
But that's like a whole turkey. Like that you get with the skin on. Like I'm talking like chicken tenders. They're already...
Which is fair. And then you have the giblets in the turkey and that bag that's inside.
And
you
they're in there
dig
deep.
Out. And the neck that you got to pull out of there. It's so gross. Stevie,
not. I
almost missed
part.
Like a bag of whatever this last, because we were talking about it's like the first turkey that I've ever made. And it was, of course, the best Star 102 listeners ever. And the bird was great. But there was also, I was like, this is done. Because it's frozen. You know, it's almost frozen all the way in there. I thought it was part of the bird.
Yeah.
That thing was. That was
process.
Almost a fail. So there you go.
Are we done with it? I'm glad this is over.
Why?
The raw meat talk and now thinking of what it feels like to pull the giblets and the neck out of that turkey is really grossing
me out. Anybody else want to talk about it? We could continue this.
No, I think we're good.
We're going to go from, I guess we will, but we'll go from chicken chat to fake owls.
From bird to bird.
From bird to bird.
There we go.
That's what's going to happen on Star 102.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
So I want to tell you about a new addition to our family.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Not a group effort that we added this to our family, but we have been, and even though it is springtime and doesn't feel like springtime, the animals still think it's springtime. And why do I feel like, Tim, every year about this time, there is some type of critter or animal issue that I am dealing with at my house? And why do I feel like you are never dealing with animal issues?
I think I just don't talk about
it. Oh, you just don't talk about
it. No, but you do. Well, I think it's more of a prominent, seems like a more prominent issue. They're here and there. They're excited. It's warming up a little bit. They like to roam.
Well, and here's the problem with this one. There are birds that need nests. And I'll tell you what. Those birds, how do they know? They form a nice paste out of mud. And I don't know how they build those nests so well. And they're amazing. They are like works of nature.
Could you build a nest just with your mouth?
No.
Don't know how it happens.
Not
those
only,
birds are talented.
That's what I'm saying. They
Jen,
are.
Build a nest with your mouth.
Well,
okay.
I
impossible.
Stop saying.
Let alone put the mud in your mouth and the
that's
sticks.
What
are you doing?
That was my next part. The mud. Like, who taught them that? Like, how do they know that? Like, when they're born, does their bird mom be like, okay, so at some point you're going to need to get a mud paste and smear it around all this stick and straw?
Hey, Johnny, come here. Let me show you something.
Right.
It's going to be gross at first.
Right.
But this is the mortar. This is what puts the entire thing together.
Yeah, okay.
Mom, right. There is no way I'm putting that in my mouth. I'm sorry. This is it. Sorry, Johnny. You got to do this. Otherwise, you freeze. This is where the eggs go. We'll talk about that later when you're a little bit of an older bird.
Right. This is literally my exact thought process, even though the sound you just made was disgusting. So we, in the back of our house, and in the front, the front ones are too high. There are birds that keep building nests. And Nate is getting frustrated. Here's the problem with the nest. With a nest comes the excrement of the bird, you know, all over the
oh,
patio.
We are, yeah. Everybody is familiar with that. That is.
So Nate keeps getting, we have one of those grabbers, you know, like that you Like you squeeze
a bird grabber?
No.
I don't think that's good.
You know, that's like a long stick and you squeeze it and it grabs stuff from like high up. Yeah.
Like a little pincher.
Like a little pincher.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So he keeps getting the grabber and taking down the nests. And then I feel bad because I feel bad for the birds and he feels bad too, but I don't want the bird excrement on my porch. It's not working. They keep getting the mouth paste and they keep building the nest. So he came up with another solution. And that's why we have a new family, family edition.
Okay. I can't wait. Well, for those people that don't want to pinch the bottom of the nest, this will work out.
We'll see.
Can you imagine that later on, later on in life, where the little baby bird is like, wait, I have to chew up my own food now? I mean, what's going on here?
This was much easier. That? I don't get it.
You know, you have your own bird teeth now. It's time to move on. It's tougher being a bird than I ever thought of.
They don't have teeth.
What is the new addition to the family? The beaks are stronger? Like, what just changes?
I don't know.
Why'd you stop chewing it up for me? All right, that's next. It's Bird Chat on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
The reason it's Bird Chat is they keep building nests in the back of our house, and it's right over the patio, and I don't want the bird, you know, excrement on my patio. Because when they build a nest there, then they because they used to do it on my front door. I don't even put a wreath on my front door anymore because the birds would build a nest there. And then I'm not going to, like, if there were eggs in the nest or something, we would not touch the nest. But now Nate keeps getting this grabber, like the long stick grabber thing, and grabbing the bird's nest and bringing them down. But the birds keep rebuilding them, and they are fast. I mean, hours, and that nest is rebuilt. So, the other day, we get a box in the mail, and Nate opens it up. Nate is my husband. And within the box, an owl. A nice plastic owl that we have learned apparently birds won't build a nest if you put up an owl.
Is he doing research? How does he find out that a fake owl detracts? Is that just well known? Is it a Google search? Is it coworkers?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Maybe it's common knowledge and I didn't know. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, and then of course I'm like, well, why? I feel like, so he got the owl. This just went out yesterday. Okay. The owl went up on the ledge. So I don't know if it's worked. Like today will be the determination. But I feel like he cheaped out on the owl. Like if you're going to buy an owl, like the owl he got is like kind of small and the head doesn't swivel. And I feel like,
oh, it needs to be animatronic.
Yeah. It needs to be like a bot.
We don't know how an owl goes.
Not that, I don't think, but yeah, I think it needs to be like more of a bobblehead owl, so it like looks
all around.
And the
neck has to really turn.
Yeah.
It's got to be like the 180, however the owl is. I don't know the...
Because like, are the birds now only going to not go where the owl is looking?
Yes. Because straight ahead, you can still build a nest.
I'm
looking
at
this like, this owl, there's something going on. I've seen other owls. This one is sus and seems to be hollow.
They're... Exactly. And they'll just go behind the owl and build the nest behind the owl is what I'm saying. So I wonder
how this is going to work.
I don't know. I took a video of the owl. I will post
it. Yeah, we'll have to post that Instagram,
so
wherever, Jenna Tim Show.
The owl. But I'll be very curious if it stops the birds. And then I feel bad for the, like, there's a million trees back there. Go in the tree.
Yeah, they should be somewhere else. That's fine. Move the owl.
You can put your bird, you know, filth there.
Anybody had a success with something like this?
And did
because
you get
there's
a
other
swivel
things
head.
You can buy? Did you go next level? Did you not get the Timu owl? Did you go?
I feel like I wish he would have consulted me. We would have had a fancier
owl.
No,
we have
Do
calls.
We?
Yeah,
on the owls?
We get to get to these.
Okay.
Yeah, fake owl chat 216-343-1021. Well, I mean, it's the time of year.
It really is.
And the birds can get aggressive. And like you said, move away from the house into the woods or to a tree or something else.
I would
it's
prefer
a comfort
that.
Situation. You don't want to, as you mentioned, maybe that's the case. All right.
And then they get defensive if you come near the nest, if they have eggs in the nest. Because that used to happen on my front door. They would like dive bomb you as you're walking out the front door. I couldn't
never
walk
know.
Out my front door.
You don't know. I never have gotten close enough. They could have a Ring camera in that nest. You have no idea
you
what's going
know.
On.
You don't know.
Birds are next level. Fake owls. Talking about bird issues. It's that time of year. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
My husband bought a fake owl to hopefully deter the birds that are already building nests on our back porch.
Do you think, in all honesty, do you think it'll work?
I don't
know.
If
you were in a bed right now, would you say yes, the owl will work or no?
I think it's not going to work. I feel like my mom had an owl, and then she had a Daffy Duck stuffed animal. It was the whole thing. At their house in Pennsylvania. And I feel
the
like that.
What?
I know. She put a stuffed animal. I don't even.
I'm running to Daffy Duck.
I don't. Donald Duck.
Oh, I mean, she had Donald. Like a stuffed, Daffy Duck, I'm running away from. Yeah,
right. I don't know. It was a.
Daffy was a little annoying.
I don't know that it's going to work. I really hope it works.
Let's get to Natalie. Hey, Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Talking fake owls and bird issues. I don't know how we got here, but I'm glad we did.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to work?
So, look on Amazon with Nate tonight, and they have owls that I've bought to repel hawks from my chickens. And they're solar powered, and their head not only bobbles, but it clicks and it turns, it rotates. So it looks like every, I think it's like 5, 10, 20 minutes, the head will rotate with the solar powered action to make it look like it's alive. And then it also bobbles in the wind, so it looks way more real.
That's what I'm saying.
It deters hawks from chickens, and that worked for me. So if it's just a little sparrow, you might have some luck. And then you can return it on Amazon if it doesn't.
I think we need a next level owl because he got a small non-moving, non-solar powered owl. And I feel like yours that bobbles and clicks and turns is what we need. You remember how much it cost? Don't tell me.
Oh, my gosh. It was like $25.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, I'm on one right now on Amazon. It's like $25. Yeah, $21.99 for that thing. And it moves. The head moves.
Okay.
It says owl decoy.
That's
fake owl to scare away birds. That's literally the description of the thing. Rotating head sculptures.
Yes. See, it needs the rotating head. She's right.
Star 102, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You can get a two-pack. The ratings aren't good on this one. Okay. We're talking about owls and fake owls and birds. Please go right ahead. How are you? Good morning.
I am wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great.
So my parents have the owl in the backyard because they used to get nests everywhere in the back door, and then there'd be you-know-what all over their porch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nests in then they make nests in the garage on the sconces on the side of the garage. It's like, oh, my gosh, they were everywhere.
Everywhere.
So my dad had bought this owl, and the head swivels, moves in the wind, same one as, that other lady just mentioned. And they have not had one critter, nest, anything. It even deterred the rabbits and the the groundhogs or whatever that were eating my dad's garden. It deterred all little critters.
Okay. We need the swivel head. The thing. We need the swivel head. I better make sure he didn't throw away the box.
I think I just found the one on Amazon and she was talking about the solar powered fake horned owl statue. So it's solar powered. It makes a noise and the eyes turn red. It looks like
eyes turn red. Oh my, that's terrifying.
It looks like laser beams shoot out of this owl's eyes.
Oh my God. I just texted Nate. We need to upgrade our owl. Are you listening?
I mean, I know we're getting to owls. I also, because it came across this and it popped up with the owls, and my Uncle David texted me. He said that he put a CD on a string, and they don't like reflection. I'm throwing
a CD,
it out there.
Like a compact disc, like an old...
They're just giving it as suggestions. I don't know if there's... I just want to mention that as there might be something to it. I know we're in owl chat. Let's get to Amy, and then we'll get to three things you need to know. Hey, Amy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you guys?
Great. We need fake owls in the studio, just as a decorative thing. Just facing out when people look up here in the Halley building.
Not the ones that get the creepy red eyes.
Fair. That's fair.
Just like the last two people had said, you definitely need to get one that moves. We don't have the issue of nests up by our windows, but we just got new windows like 2 years ago, and all of a sudden now they're pecking at the windows. They see their reflection, and they think it's another bird. So they're trying to attack the other bird. So we got an owl. It definitely has to move because if it doesn't, they just get used to it and they'll keep coming there.
Yeah.
But there's also these, and this is going to sound awful, but there's also these like big orange balls that you can hang, and they're called terror eyes, like terror eyes. I don't know. Crazy name. But they have like a big bird eyes and bird beak on them, and they kind of move with the wind because it's just a ball. You just have to hang it. And the birds do not like that at all either.
Oh, my God.
Terror eyes?
Please look.
Oh, there they are. They look like angry birds.
Let me see.
Look at terror eyes. Here, take my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
You can take my phone.
Those look really scary. And what, you just dangle those?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all those. Balloon bird repellent. There's sets of them.
That is amazing.
That's something. I have never seen that.
You would think they would have to move. Because just think of that. Yeah, us as humans, if there was, let's just say... There's a mannequin downstairs in the Halley building.
Are you
intimidated?
No, I'm not.
You know
not.
That thing's fake?
Right. Are you saying I would be intimidated by a motorized mannequin?
I think you'd be more intimidated by it.
I might be if it turned its head. I don't.
I'd move.
Okay.
I'm intimidated by the terrorizer, and I know it's coming.
Those terrorizers are terrorizing.
Thank you for the suggestions.
I'm gonna
get the terrorized, put the CD up there, whatever you need to do.
We gotta
take
upgrade.
The other owl back and get that.
The owl we got is no good. All right. We're getting an upgraded owl. I can't believe this is real. That this is what we're talking about.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.